Transition Radio from San Diego, exploring the world of change with you. Are you ready to take your life to a new level? Join transition coaches and best-selling authors Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster as they explore strategies to navigate changes in health, relationships, money, career, and so much more. Get the information and tools to make your life smoother, easier, and more productive. And now, your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
And welcome to Transition Radio. This is Paula Shaw. So glad to be with you this evening here with my co-host, Kendi Foster, and wonderful guest that we're about to introduce to you, Rachel Jane Groover.
Wow. Before we do that, you know, I want to talk about our theme a little bit. You know, it's about making effective choices to come into your power. And Paula, for you, what does that mean, coming into your power?
Well, you know, I think so often we think of that as being successful in our business, successful in our lives, and that certainly is a part of it. But I think for me, it's more like something about being solid inside, being authentic, feeling comfortable with who you are in every circumstance.
Mm-hmm. You know, and for me as a man, a lot of personal power has wrapped up in achievement. And being able to achieve those dreams, those goals, support my family, support those I love. Mm-hmm. You know, so if we don't have any personal power, usually that's not happening, right?
Yeah, so good point.
It really has to do for me, it's about increasing willpower. You know, when I say I'm going to do it, it's done. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just different definitions of it, mm-hmm. but overall, it really has to do with being able to attract into your life what you really want.
Exactly. And I think that's exactly the message that Rachel Jane Groover is going to be sharing with us today as well. And I think it's good that we look at both the masculine and feminine sides of this.
Absolutely. So why don't we introduce Rachel? Let's get going.
Yes. Rachel Jane Groover is the author of the best-selling book, Powerful and Feminine: How to Increase Your Magnetic Presence and Attract the Attention You Want. And I know firsthand she's also the creator of the Art of Feminine Presence and Awaken Your Impact trainings. I heard Rachel speak, and it was a transformative experience. In fact, I will be at her next training. That's how good she was. So I am so delighted to introduce you today, Rachel, to talk more about this multi-million-dollar seminar business that you've built with your husband, Data, and teaching people just how to really be present and in their full power, especially when they're speaking or presenting.
That's
so
great.
Welcome.
Welcome, Rachel. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Rachel, you know, I know you were a singer-songwriter in Australia. Why did you make the move to the USA to become an inspirational speaker and a trainer?
Well, I loved it, you know, to some degree, but I sort of got sick of entertaining people for entertainment's sake. There was some new bubbling up desire in me to make more of a difference and more of an impact. And even though music does that for sure, I could feel that there was a way to do that more, and training and learning skills and what does it mean to be in your power, actually having people get there and hold that, was very different than just singing a song that put them in that place just in that moment. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to make the shift, and I was watching Oprah every day back there in Australia, and Oprah was just starting to have all the, you know, Gary Zukovs and Yamna Van Sant. I'm like, whoa, these Americans, they're amazing. So I was like, I want to move over there and be part of this sort of transformational movement that was happening.
Wow, and you did big time. And now you're living where, Rachel? Rachel Jane?
We're in Fort Collins, Colorado. So I'm looking right up at the Estes Park and the Rocky Mountains right here now.
Wow. Okay.
Must be beautiful.
That's Valley of the Gods area up there. Is that right?
Yes. We're just a little north of that.
A little north of that. Yeah, I've been there. That's a beautiful area. Go ahead.
You teach men and women. I know the Art of Feminine Presence is something you talked about in the group where I heard you speak, but you do work with men and women, teaching them how to be seen and heard more in their lives. How do you go about doing that, Rachel Jane?
Yeah, well, there's four real categories that we work with because, mm-hmm. you know, I find that if people want to build their business, let's say, or build their professional career, attention is what they really need. Attention is the most valuable currency in business or success, especially these days. If you don't get attention or can hold it, it's really hard to, you know, move towards those things that you're trying to create. So I'm looking at, okay, well, what creates attention? What creates that magnetic pull to someone versus the other person? And if you can master that versus get stuck in your head so much about what you should be saying or what you should be doing or what you should, mm-hmm. that makes a huge difference. And so we look at presence, which you've mentioned before, like what creates magnetic presence, and we teach people how to do that really quickly. The second is compelling communication, like the words that compel people to want to keep listening or watching your video or listening to your podcast or the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then strategy third, because there are strategies involved with building anything, but it's always not the most important thing. And then I think probably the most important thing is courage. It's the personal side, like you're saying, coming into your power. If you really want to double your income this year, you have to double your courage. If you want to double your reach and make an impact in some way, you have to double your courage. And people come up against that so much. So we really have this holistic approach to what does it mean for people to go, oh, I want to follow him, or I want to follow her, or I want to, you know, that word following comes up a lot. But you have to be the person people actually want to follow, you know.
Yeah,
and it takes a lot of those things.
We had a guest on a few weeks back who works with people doing TED Talks, and he basically said what you're saying. He said, they don't care about your information if they don't connect with you. Then your message doesn't get across, because he said Google's already cornered the market on information.
Exactly.
They have to connect with you.
And go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we hear that so much, and then the question is, but how?
That's
what I was going to ask.
Is going, into the micro movements, the micro things that create a huge shift to create that connection.
So let me ask you this really quick. You know, how long does it take a person to transform from those little, you know, I know there's people listening to this show, and I know that you, say things like public speaking is the quickest way to grow your business, which I know it is. But how do people walk into that? Some people are afraid of that. They're scared, you know. And they
Absolutely.
Got major things to shift, not necessarily micro.
Yes. Well, you know, there's the spectrum. There's those who do want to make an impact in some way, and they're scared of speaking or shooting a video, what have you. But then there's also the ones who've been doing it for a while, and, you know, we on this phone have put in that category. But we're also up against the fear of vulnerability or the fear of real strong intimacy with the audience, which makes good speakers go a little more polished and poised, but that's not where it is either these days. It's like how to drop the wall down but still hold your power so people fall in love with you versus do a really lovely, confident speech. You know, it's a different thing. So wherever you are on the spectrum, we take people pretty quickly. Like, I can be working with someone up on stage, and within 5 minutes, they are very different. Or, you know, if they're working on a longer speech or a video, you know, a few days will make just the world of difference, because it's, again, not about poise. It's about realness and connection. So it's normal to have fear, wouldn't you say? I mean, I still feel fear when I have a new audience. And
authentic fear. That's good, right?
Exactly. Fear is, you're on your edge, and you're either growing or you are dying or not expanding. You have to keep growing, which means fear will meet you there. But a lot of our work is what we call getting the handbrake off for people, because fear has their handbrake on, meaning they really want to be in the spotlight more, but they are freaked out. Or they really want to make an impact more, but they've got this handbrake on. So they're trying to go in one direction, but they keep going back. And so presence is part of that to reduce the fear. Mindset is a small part of that. That's where most people speak. Like, you got to change your mindset and beliefs. Actually, that's the long way around. We go to the body, go to the energetic field, and you can get out of fear really super quick and be very, very magnetic in a short period of time. Get out of the head and into the body is, you know, one of our catchphrases.
Oh, I love that. I love that a lot. And I'm hoping maybe in our next segment that you might be able to do something to demonstrate, like you did when you spoke at the Women's Wisdom Luncheon, how we can move from one space to the other.
But I'd love to.
At the end of this segment, can you tell us a little bit, Rachel, about what are some of the mistakes that people make these days in building their businesses?
Looking at other people and thinking, oh, they're doing that, so I should.
Oh, my right? God, that's so true.
It's rampant.
I'm guilty as charged on that one. And sometimes you don't want to do it. You don't even think you'd be good at it, but you think you have to, right?
Exactly. And we talk about, you know, conversion talent. Like, where is your natural talent to convert people into clients, customers, or whatever? And then people, they get too much into the service that they're providing. Like, I'm a naturopath, I'm a healer, I'm a coach, and really not thinking enough about thought leadership and creating a new conversation. And when you create a new conversation and are able to step out of that sort of just service provider into a thought leader, that is massive. And most people don't think enough about what creates that move, you know, which we did, which opened up so many more possibilities.
Wow, that sounds like a huge shift. And that would be a great thing maybe that we could talk a little bit more about in the beginning of our next segment. I'd love to learn more about that. And then we want to make some time for that demo. So Rachel Jane, we will be back with you in just a moment. We're so delighted to have you with us today. Already you've shared so many fabulous nuggets. And just in case anybody needs to leave the show right now, how do people reach you, Rachel Jane?
Yeah, you can go to racheljane.com. It's spelled a little weird, RACHAEL. JAYNE.com, and we're giving away some tickets to our next training, so stay tuned for that. I don't know if you want me to say the link here, your link now.
Sure, get it in really quick if you can. Yeah. We're almost ready to go to break. Hurry up.
AwakenYourImpact.com/DEN for Denver, or AwakenYourImpact.com/Oz, O-Z, if you want to join us in Australia this year.
Wow. Oh, so those are like giveaway tickets? You got a couple you're giving away, or what is that?
First 34 Ken and Paula's group.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Ooh, okay. And we'll be right back.
Okay.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster. Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio with Ken Foster and Paula Shaw. Today, we're interviewing Rachel Jane Grover, who's the author of the best-selling book, Powerful and Feminine. And she's also an amazing, inspirational leader and speaker. We were just talking about how her shift from service provider to thought leader. Let's talk about that a little bit more. How can people make that shift, Rachel? Jane?
Yeah, well, our service providing, when I say our, my husband and I are business partners and best friends and, lovers and all amazing things. So that's what I say when we did it. We were both coaches, and he was coaching on speakers, for speakers, and I was coaching really life coaching for women.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're working with a lot of other coaches and consultants, and we really wanted to leave a legacy of work, you know, not just coach one-on-one or in small groups, but leave a legacy of work. So we started thinking, well, how do we do that? And looked at other people in the industry, which is always a good thing to do when you want to build your business. Like, mm-hmm. who are the people who are really excelling in the industry? And mm-hmm. so when I realized I was making very little money and very little impact, to be honest, mm-hmm. in for many years, I looked at the industry and those few that were doing really, really well, they had a lot of presence. They had a book. They had. They were great speakers. Very different. You don't have to be all enthusiastically extroverted speakers. Some of them were very quiet speakers, but mm-hmm. they really held that, and they were starting a new conversation. They weren't just like, oh, this is what everyone's talking about. So I took that and started putting in these things. First, the presence piece, because no one was watching my videos or watching them to the end, and no one was asking me again to speak again. So I just really chose to master presence and master starting a new conversation. So back then, to give you an example, it was very new, the whole feminine power thing. This is like 10, 12 years ago now. Mm-hmm. But I knew that it was a conversation that needed to happen. I knew it was cutting edge. And so I literally went, I'm putting my hand up here, because that's how you need to do it to move to thought leader. No one's going to put your hand up for you.
Yes.
You've got to just go, I am putting my hand up. I'm choosing myself to start a new, more positive, more inspiring, more empowering conversation about mm-hmm. something that needs to happen. And at that point, it was feminine and power, and I'm really proud of that, because it was me and a few others that got that started, and now it's a real common conversation, you know, bringing mm-hmm. the feminine back into the planet and all of that, which is why now I've changed a little bit the conversation, because you can't be the beginner of an old conversation.
Yes.
And people don't take time in their healing chair, their lounge chair, to really think through things. What am I wanting to lead? Versus, okay, I've got a client here coming up, and I've got to help them with this, and I've got to help them with that. We still do that, but a lot more of the time is built on what is the next book or the next blog or the next thing that we can put out that leads the conversation, which of course leads everyone back to becoming clients. So it's not that it's an either or, but it's establishing yourself as that thought leader will make a massive difference in your income, which we went from broke, lost our home, bankruptcy, not understanding how to do what we did, to now, you know, a multi-million-dollar business and traveling the world and having that freedom. But that was a huge gap that we had to, you know, transition into.
So one of the things that you talked about is teaching people how to come from that authentic place, come from that mm-hmm. that kind of presence. Is there any way that you can demonstrate that a little bit or explain that to our listeners?
Good. It's easier, you know, as you know, Paula, you saw me the other day, easier when you can see it, but let's see if everyone can hear it.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back to what I said earlier, which was presence comes from your body and your energetic field more than what you're thinking. So when people go, I'm going to think confident, I'm going to think, you know, power, it doesn't happen, or it comes up a little bit like it's projected. You know, they're trying a bit
right.
too hard.
Right.
So it's going to come from within, and I call it the head bubble, when people are in their head thinking they should be something,
mm-hmm.
and I call it the power center, which is about 3 inches below your navel, back towards your spine. It's the Dantian or lower Dantian mm-hmm. or whatever you like to call it. It's the center of your physical body. So in a moment, I'm going to jump out of my physical center, and I want you to notice how I sound,
okay.
but most importantly, how I feel, like what's the connection, and then I'll jump back in. And
okay.
Then Dan and Paul, you can tell me what it feels like.
Okay.
I'm feeling like we're all going to drop in.
Yeah. So I'm going to jump out of my body and go up to my head bubble, and here it is. Well, hi, Ken and Paul. It's so good to have to be here with you. Thank you so much. I really, really enjoy my work with the Art of Feminine Presence and Awaken Your Impact and helping people make more of an income and more impact in the world so they can leave the legacy that they want to leave.
Very good.
Right?
Now let's switch into your power.
Drop in, drop in. And as I drop in, I more want you to hear the energy between the words, not the words that I'm saying, because I do work with people who are on a path of personal and spiritual development, and they've been on it for a long time. They really want to grow and leave a legacy and make an impact, but they want to do it in an authentic, real, profitable way. And can you feel the difference?
Mm-hmm. It's almost like you can hear it better, too. You know, that where the head bubble voice, you almost find your brain going la 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 and not paying attention. But when you dropped into home, as you called it, or you know, into that presence, then it was almost like you slowed down and articulated better, but you really weren't so much doing that. It was just that there was more power in the words. Somehow I felt like I was hearing them better.
Exactly.
You know, one thing I like about this is that when you're dropped in like that, I felt like I trusted you. I felt like there was a place that you could walk up to me and tell me what you're selling, and I'd say, okay, you know, I'll listen. I'll listen deeply.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the first one sort of feels a little like, oh, that's her marketing message, that's what she always says, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
A little bit like that. And that's what unfortunately is happening in networking groups all over the country.
Yes.
You know, events all over the place, people shoving business cards and saying their marketing message, but they don't get that it is attention and holding it and trust, like Ken says, and that is about the presence practices that we teach. Dropping you into there and being able to hold it, even when you got a lot of eyeballs on you, even when you're a little scared, to be able to still come from that place.
Mm-hmm. And you know, if I might add a quick little personal story, Rachel Jane, when you had us do this exercise at the luncheon I was at, when we first did Head Bubble, both of us felt like we were just, you asked us to talk about how was our day so far. Both of us felt like we were just making a list. And you felt like you were paying about as much attention as you would to a list. When we dropped into our presence and addressed the same topic, both of us were tearing up and felt such a connection to the other person and what had actually happened to them that day. It was a completely different experience. It was very powerful. Very powerful.
I love that. I get that a lot. The tearing up is like, why? I'm just talking about my day. But here's the thing is, we teach 44 practices, that's in the body of work, and it creates intimacy. And here's the pull-push, is we all crave intimacy. We all crave that connection, and we want to hear people with that transparency, but we're scared of it because it creates intimacy. And so we jump out of our head bubble, and we go back to what our words should be. But if you're willing to make the jump, I promise you, people will feel you and be moved by you and then obviously take action because of that, not just write the notes of all the good things you say. Like, it's everything.
That's amazing. You know, let's talk a little bit about the workshops that are coming up and where people can get them and how they can connect. And I know you said you got a few tickets for our audience. That's great.
Yeah, we should give websites and all
that.
Yeah,
we should get websites and all that because I know our audience is going to want to connect with you.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for this. We have never done this before. We have an Awaken Your Impact event, which is learning the presence practices, learning the courage and fear energy of being able to master that when you move forward, strategy on how we built this whole thing and what you can do, and speaking and videos and how to move to that thought leadership. It's a 3-day world-class training, and we are doing it two places this year, one in America in Denver and one in Australia, my hometown of Melbourne. And we have some scholarships because we have a sponsor sponsoring the event, which allows us to give some away. And you can go to either awakenyourimpact.com/den, D-E-N for Denver, or awakenyourimpact.com/Oz for Australia, O-Z. And it's the first 30 people that register through this link, which is just Ken and Paula's link, because I so believe in what they are doing and know them from before. And I just would love to be able to bring some people into this who have been on a personal development path. And you really want to awaken your impact, you want to build a business or build your existing business, be amazing at speaking, amazing at videos or a podcast or something like that, and make a huge shift in your income. So that's really what it's about. A lot of personal development, but it's for people who want to make more impact and more income, really.
So that, what I'm hearing about this is that, because we've got some free tickets here, is that you're offering them to come up to Denver or go over to Australia, either way, really for no charge except for the cost of flight. And they're going to walk away making more income, most likely, being much more confident, walking in their courage, being more awake, being more connected. Wow, I love it. I love it. Thank you for that, Rachel Jane.
And you'll find just on the link there that we do ask you for a very small deposit, which you will get back at the event, because we need to get you binders and teas and coffees and gifts and things. So we do want you to pay just a small deposit, which you will get back at the event. If you have any questions, our details are below on that page. You can email or call us. And this is not a multi-speaker event. It's Dada and I teaching you how we've done it and getting you many, many steps forward on your journey.
Oh, Rachel, it sounds so amazing. I'm getting ready to get my calendar out and see if I can make that one too. But I will definitely see you in Santa Ana at the end of September. I'm looking forward to that.
All right, so it's awakenyourimpact.com/Denver for Denver, if you want to go there, D-E-N. Sorry, /DEN, or if you're in Australia, it's /AU.
Oz.
Oz.
Like, yep. And it is September 15 in Denver, and it's October 20 in Melbourne. So you've got plenty of time to figure it all out and let us know.
All right. Thank you so much, Rachel Jane. And we look forward to seeing you very soon and having you back on the show again as well.
And we'll be right back.
Take care.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
Baby boomers, are you prepared? In a recent study from Transamerica, 45% of baby boomers are expecting a financial decrease in their standard of living after retirement. If you live into your 90s, you can go without a paycheck for 30 years. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton from Sexton Advisor Group. With almost 20 years in the business, I can answer your retirement questions. Get your complimentary retirement guide by calling 1-800-560-2611. That's 1-800-560-2611. Or go to SextonAdvisorGroup.com. That's S-E-X-T-O-N advisorgroup.com.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw at Rebalancing You. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a rebalancing session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And welcome back to Transition Radio. Paula Shaw here. So happy to be with you and with my co-host, Ken D. Foster. And in studio with us now a woman with some interesting information that we haven't heard before about your business and the law. So
I'd love to introduce our guest here, Paula. So our guest today is Kelly Bagla, and she's an experienced corporate attorney who practices in San Diego, California, a multi-degree lawyer. She began her career with a Fortune 500 global biotechnology company in California, where she managed legal issues for domestic and international subsidiaries. She then joined Baker & McKenzie, an international law firm based in San Diego, where she advises domestic and international clients on corporate and SEC matters. To top that, then she went and started her own practice called Bagla Law Firm, and she loves advising business owners on legal life cycle of their businesses. Now, I don't think you've ever heard that before, the legal life cycle of the businesses we're going to be talking about today. And Kelly's also the author of Go Legal Yourself, Know the Legal Life Cycle of Your Business. Kelly was also selected as one of the top women entrepreneurs by LA Dreams magazine, and she is on page 70.
Three. 73
in that magazine. All right. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ken. Thank you for having me.
Oh, gosh. You know, I want to ask you, why'd you write this book? I'm curious to know that.
Well, first and foremost, I love what I do. I literally love practicing law. And as you just read from my bio, I do come from the corporate world. But over my years of experience, I've noticed over and over again, business owners get themselves in trouble. Why? Because there's so much misinformation out there on anything such as starting a business, such as growing a business, even exiting a business. I had to set the record straight. I just had to do it. So I wrote this book for business owners to make sure that they know exactly what they need to do from the legal perspective in order for them to start, to grow, to establish, and exit the business properly.
You know, I always say we don't need more information. We need more wisdom, because I think what this book is addressing is just that issue. There's so much misinformation on the internet when it comes to law that people really don't need a source that they can trust and really get the right information. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. It's unbelievable how many times I have encountered clients over and over again where they've come to me because they have incorporated by themselves or they've used a company to incorporate, but they have no idea. They don't know why they're doing this. They don't know why they're incorporating, or even if that's the proper incorporation for them. And again, it's just, there's way too much misleading information out there. So please, business owners, just stop. Stop, because I am the answer to your prayers. Literally, I am the answer to your prayers. This book is so easy to read. First and foremost, as business owners, we don't have time. Who's got time to read another book?
Amen.
Amen. And especially written by an attorney. But this book is a must. It needs to be read by every business owner. It's an easy read. It actually lays your business out in 4 easy steps that you can follow to become successful.
So Kelly, I'm sorry. It is Kelly.
It is.
This has been a very
crazy
day. She's
been interviewing a lot of people today.
And suddenly I'm in the middle of that. No, that wasn't it, but yes, it is. Tell us about this whole concept of the legal life cycle and what are the phases of the legal life cycle of a business?
Well, through the experience that I've had with my clients, and this is what I do for my clients every single day, is your business actually has its own life cycle, such as yourself. You have a personal life cycle.
Right.
We're born, we grow up, we become old, and finally we go join our ancestors somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So your business is exactly the same way. And so the business legal life cycle, it starts with a startup. Whenever you even think about starting your company, your legal life cycle is automatically started.
Mm.
Then the next phase is the growth phase. You don't want to just start a business and leave it there. You actually start it for a reason. You want to become successful in it. So it's the growth phase. And then you do have an established phase. That's the third phase, where you're comfortable in your space. You might even want to expand, not just in your city, but maybe nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that phase is the exit phase. And Paula, the most important phase of the legal life cycle is the exit phase.
Really?
It is.
I would not have thought that. Why?
90% of business owners don't even think about exit.
It's true.
But wouldn't it be nice if your business actually paid for your retirement?
Mm.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Love that.
What a novel concept.
What a concept, yeah.
We're all thumbs up in the studio right now.
Really like that idea.
Yes. And through these four phases, you have to make sure that your business is actually on solid legal ground. It's the same concept of if you're building a house, wouldn't you want your foundation to be solid?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want cracks in it before you start building.
Right.
Same thing with your business. Make sure that your foundation, you have a solid legal foundation before you start building on top of that.
Mm.
So what do you think is the number one thing all business owners should do to protect their personal assets?
The number one thing that every business owner out there doing business, particularly in California, everybody knows California is a sue happy state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hands up if you don't know. Everybody knows that. And for a business owner to actually have the guts to go and open their own business, that means that they're serious about what they're doing, but they need to protect their personal assets. They need mm-hmm. to protect their family's assets. And the number one thing that they really must think about before starting a business is to incorporate. But you need to incorporate the right entity for you.
Boy, I know I've been able to incorporate the wrong entity in the past.
Haven't we all, Ken?
That was going to be my question. How do you know the right entity?
Yeah, after a little pain and a little extra money here and there.
I bet you're wishing you knew Kelly a long time ago,
Kelly,
right?
That's right. That's good. So let's talk about how business owners can find out where maybe they are in the life cycle. I especially, not necessarily the startups, but people that have established businesses and where they're going. And yeah, how do you judge that?
And Kelly also, because I know people are already going, I have to find this woman.
Yes.
Tell us how to reach you. And then we'll go on with the interview. But I just want to be sure if anybody has to leave right now that they'll be able to get your information.
Well, thank you very much, Paula. Mm-hmm. The best way to find me is to simply go onto my website. The website is baglalaw.com.
Is that B-A-G-L-A?
L-A-W.com. Okay. Thank you.
Great.
And all the information that they need to get a hold of me is right there.
Perfect.
Okay, so baglalaw.com.
Thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Now I want to ask you that question again. Okay. So how can business owners find out where they are in the business life cycle?
In order for a business and even...
The legal life cycle. Yeah.
In order for a business to become successful, you need to know where you are in the legal business life cycle. And I have created a very simple assessment that any business owner can take right off my website.
Oh.
And it's... 30 seconds of your busy day, you'll know exactly where you are in your legal life cycle, and you'll know exactly what you need to do legally to protect yourself as you move through to the next cycle.
Oh, that's perfect. And so just going to the website we just gave them,
yes,
they can just click somewhere and take that test?
When they scroll all the way down, it's going to say, this is where you take the business legal life cycle assessment.
Okay, good. Yeah. Somebody just tuned in. It's baglalaw.com, baglalaw.com.
I'm so excited about your book because, as an entrepreneur, I think, and I know a lot of entrepreneurs, I think a lot of people are intimidated and they don't think they need to go to an attorney because they're just starting their business. They're just growing their business. But I'm getting the idea from what you've said, Kelly, that there's a lot of mistakes you can avoid if you begin with the attorney. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. I'm not here trying to promote my services, but I am here to really share with the business owner that this is the number one thing they can do for their business, for themselves, because it is scary starting a business. And on top of that, it's overwhelming to know that you have to comply with all these laws that you have no idea about. Sometimes when you start researching by yourself, you're going to go down this rabbit hole and you're never going to come back up. And guess what? All that legal stuff gets pushed to the back end.
Right.
And before you know it, you're going to get sued.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get sued.
Yeah. Is this, I love your advice right there. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons you've been featured as the one of the top women entrepreneurs in LA Dreams magazine. Is that correct? How'd you get in there? What happened there? I kind of shift gears for a second here.
Yeah, absolutely, Ken. Thank you. As I had mentioned earlier, I
mean, this is a beautiful magazine. I mean, this thing
is.
Thank you. Amazing. Page 73.
73. All right.
So she just happens to know.
Okay. I haven't memorized that at all. I haven't. 73, 74, and 75.
Okay. Woo. Okay. So what led them to interview you?
The reason I was selected to be one of the top women entrepreneurs is because of the message that I am trying to get out there for business owners, particularly women business owners. Women business owners, for some reason, tend to shy away from legal. I'm here to tell them that own it. Oh, if you're going to own your business, make sure that you own the legal aspect of it as well. I have, just for those particular business people that are busy, are too overwhelmed, feel like this is going to cost them an arm and a leg, I've actually created some essential packages. I've created a startup essentials package, and I've also created a growth essentials package. That's why I was selected to be the top woman entrepreneur, because these packages consist of everything that a startup needs. Wouldn't that be nice? Well,
that's pretty cool. How much time, money, and effort will it save people to get that?
Exactly.
I love that.
And they are extremely reasonable, and you can find those on my website under shop.
All under right. shop. Okay. Under
so
shop.
So we need to give that website again. BaglaLaw.com, BaglaLaw.com. There's all kinds of goodies there. There's the assessment, there's the information about the packages, and hopefully a picture of your beautiful face.
I'm sure it is.
Well, one or two.
Kelly, it's been a pleasure to have
it
you on
our
show.
It has been so great.
Thank you so much for being
Likewise,
in studio with
thank
us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And thank you for all this wonderful information. Truly valuable.
And we'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio with Ken Foster and my co-host, Paula Shaw. It's summertime, 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 summertime. And today our guest is Steve Sexton from the Sexton Advisory Group. Steve is
Sponsor.
He's our sponsor. The show's brought to you by Steve.
Well, thank you.
So, Steve, it's summer. What's happening for you in the summertime now?
Well, summer's a lot of fun. It's a special time. Usually sometime in July, August, or September. I always have one, two, three, well, six this year so far. It's been six people who've walked in the door after a wonderful vacation and said, I'm retiring. In fact, one of them told me he told his boss 3 days ago he quit. Okay, he's retired.
Is this normal for summertime?
Yes, it is.
Show up and retire?
You know what? Sometimes people have worked at the same job for so many years and put up the same stuff. They just finally had it and say, I got to quit. That's it. But they've done no work in planning and preparing for the retirement. In fact, one of the six I've already sat down and met with and says, you need to find a way to go back to work. Go talk to your boss, because the reality is you need to be working for about three more years if you want to live the lifestyle you're living now, the thing that you envision, okay? Because you need to put away a little bit more money to get there. And that's a tough conversation for some people. I mean, it was really tough for him to hear that, because he wasn't happy. And he might not even be my client, but he got the right information, because I don't want him to be in a position where he's 84 and runs out of money. So, it's important, if people are going to do that, is to, you get all emotional and you want to quit. take the emotion away and look logically as a business decision and say, does this make sense? Do I have enough income? Do I have a pension? Do I have the right things put in place so I can go live the life I want?
Right.
Okay. And, you know, even if the market were to drop or whatever, do you have protection there? All that kind of good stuff.
Hmm. And, you know, we were talking earlier about developing excellent health, you know, and staying healthy. But, and so people are living a lot longer now, aren't they? I mean, the old retire at 65 and you don't have to worry about earning money anymore is pretty rare, I think. But how do you prepare? Because what if you do want to retire at 65 and you may live to 95 or 100?
Well, it's really important. That's a great statement. What a lot of people don't realize is where people used to use the old three-legged stool. That means Social Security, 401k contributions from your company. Mm-hmm. You have Social Security with the government, and then your own savings. And that was great for people like my dad that are 80. But nowadays, hey, you know what? There's only 8% of employers have pensions.
Really?
Only about 15% of employers actually contribute to the 401k, and only 6% generously. 50% of employers don't even have a 401k.
That's not a legal requirement?
No. No. In fact, that three-legged stool, you know, that employer stump, it became a stump. And then you look at Social Security. You know, the reality, unless there's some significant changes to Social Security, it won't be here in the shape and form that it is today.
Yeah, they say 2030, it's a mandatory drop 25% unless something is happening.
That's right. So that means that, you know what, the problem is the demographics are so baked in. You know, in 2020, there'll be, you know, you two will be paying for one person that's on Social Security. Mm. It's that bad. Mm. So unless they increase Social Security taxes, reduce the benefits, or increase the age to receive it, something's got to be done. So people that are a little younger in the 40s, 30s, need to start looking at that.
Maybe we need to grant citizenship to all the people that are out pending out there that have more people to pay into Social Security.
Well, you know what? You really want to look at it. Oh, yeah, you're going to get hit that one. But from a sure math standpoint, you really have to take a look at that hard, because if you're granting Social Security to 25 million people and 15 of those millions are in their 60s, they're not going to be a lot of time for them to pay in. That's the biggest problem with Social Security. It's just, you know what? Hey, it was done in a time when there was 36 people and everybody had five kids.
So what's the solution? Yeah. What's the solution?
The solution is realize that you're going to need that three-legged stool is now a bar stool with one leg holding it up, and that's your personal savings. Because government might not be able to help you, and your company might not be helping you. So you can look at things, and you know what? You were asking me to talk a little bit earlier about some products. Mm-hmm. 401k is actually a tax code. There's another tax code in Title 26, which is called 7702. It's life insurance. Now, a lot of people go, life insurance? How does that help? Well, first of all, there's a lot of different kinds. We've all heard of the term, okay? And that doesn't help too much with life insurance. But the main piece behind life insurance is a tax-free death benefit, okay? There's other pieces like whole life that allows you to put money in there and have it grow and take it out tax-free, okay, or permanent life insurance. Mm-hmm. But there's others called index universal life that allows for an index to grow based off of locking in a value each year. So, for example, if an index goes down, you have a floor of zero, so you don't lose anything. If the index goes up, you lock in the growth. So if it has a cap of 12%, and the market grows by an average of 8, you can get a higher rate of return than what we've seen so far this century.
You know, some of our listeners aren't familiar with indexing. Mm-hmm. Steve, can you define that for our listeners?
Indexing. Indexing is like the S&P 500. So look at it like this. If the S&P 500 was, the number was 100, mm-hmm. and at the end of the year was 110, it went up 10%. Okay? Mm-hmm. And when you look at indexing, hey, grew by 10%, it locks in that 10% growth rate. And if the next year is like 2008, where it drops 30%, you don't lose anything. So if you had $100,000, now you have 110, and the market went down to zero, so you still have 110.
So Steve, if somebody has 55, 60, 65, and they don't have a retirement, I got a feeling there's a lot of people in this country in that place.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend for those folks?
I recommend they start finding out what they need to do, what they need to put in place to get where they want to go in retirement. I don't know if Social Security is going to be there for them, but if it's one of those things where you got to start looking at, hey, I need to put down $3,000 a month, to build up a next egg so at 65 or 70, I can retire.
Mm-hmm.
How does Social Security play into that? Some people with Social Security, we've actually said, don't wait till you're 70, take it at 66, because that's $120,000 you're going to be able to put towards your retirement. And they don't realize that.
They just think,
hey, if I wait till 70, guess what? I'll get more money. But the reality is you give up $120,000 to get that $500 extra a month. It might take you 10, 12 years to break even.
Wow.
So you want to look at those type of things to help you get to where you want to go. But if you're 55 or 60, it's very, very important that you sit down with somebody. Even if you don't have any savings at all, you want to sit down, have them help you work out a budget that you can live with, and start putting money aside.
Mm.
Even if it's $200 at the beginning and you're working off paying off debts, you know what? There's a lot of people have, I'm going to say this, have an honor about themselves, and they'll never file for bankruptcy. Mm. So they'll go to their deathbed with that debt. You know what? Hey, don't worry about the honor. It's about having a life, because the reality is sometimes life has health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not able to work, you could be putting yourself and your family at risk, or even on the street. So you know what? It's not a bad thing to file bankruptcy.
That's interesting. Wow. I think a lot of people need to know that. And because I think there are people that are stuck right now. They've been stuck with debt for many, many years, and they feel like there's no way out. There's no way out with the beliefs that they're holding around it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a way out when you start to open up your mind and look at the different possibilities. Is that some kind of, do you guys assess that or look at people, at those levels? Do they come in and talk to you or what?
I would say over the last 15 years, I've probably met with 5 or 6 people that I've actually recommended you need to file bankruptcy. I mean, they had a significant amount of assets already, but their debt was so large that it was insurmountable when it came to putting themselves in a position to retire. The opportunities to, take care of that weren't there. And I actually had those recommendations. And they're better off for it, because one, I just still is a client from 13 years ago.
Wow. Well, I love that we're talking about this. This is Transition Radio. We are talking about transitions. And, sometimes people are tolerating things that they really shouldn't be tolerating. And debt is one of those things.
Right. I have heard, though, that if you file bankruptcy, you can't file it on just credit card debt. Is that true? I mean, if you have credit card debt, can you file bankruptcy with that?
Well, you can file bankruptcy on pretty much anything. It's just that some people do it nilly-willy. You got to remember you can't do it for 7 more years.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably going to get credit right after, because they know they're going to be able to get it from you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really important that you look at everything that you're getting involved with, why you're doing it, how it makes sense for you.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's get educated, find a good attorney who understands that, and also make sure you have somebody there that can coach you, okay? A lot of people don't realize this, but you can't file bankruptcy if you haven't filed your tax returns, okay?
Oh, that's interesting.
So you have to get your tax returns done first before you file the bankruptcy, okay? Because the IRS wants theirs, or be able to write that off to know it's all done.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do bankruptcy. Yeah. Companies do it in different forms, 11, 13, 7, all that stuff.
Right.
It just depends on what your situation is.
And there's a lot of companies out there that can help people that are in that situation too. There's consumer credit groups and that type of thing that can help those folks out too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So one last question, Steve. If somebody has either saved a reasonable chunk of money or maybe gets a settlement from an accident or something, what's a safe place to put that money? Because I hear that just putting it in a savings account is not getting much interest on it anymore.
You know, that's a wonderful question. And I do, I speak publicly a lot, and there's always somebody that says, I got this much money, where should I put it?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to that question is really, what is your situation? What do you want to use that money for? Mm-hmm. Is it going to create an income? Are you going to have it grow and then it be there in case of long-term care needs? Is it going to be there to help out your kids in case they need to buy a home? What is the need for it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first question that needs to be answered. And once that's answered, then you can determine the comfort level with risk and all that stuff. There are many different investments out there. There's some you can probably get 5-6% for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You're taking on a little risk, and people need to understand that. So just put something out there, I think that's the wrong piece of advice, because you have 100 people go out and do exactly what I just said, and maybe 60% of them it works out, and the other one hate me because it didn't work out because they didn't apply their situation to the investment.
Got it. So again, I go back to my original piece of wisdom. Call Steve Sexton.
When in doubt, call Steve Sexton. Okay, you can call 1-800-560-2611. Again, that's 1-800-560-2611. Or go to sextonadvisorygroup.com. That's S-E-X-T-O-N, advisorygroup.com.
This is the man who will look at your financial situation in a holistic way and give you the best advice and the best referrals out there.
Thank you, Steve, so much for being on the show. I want to let everybody know that you can also tune in on SoundCloud or iTunes or 14 other podcasting stations to listen to this show. You can also go to transitionradioshow.com, and there you'll find all of our previous shows and, of course, this show too. And we are also across the nation, starting in Florida, all the way out to Las Vegas, Long Beach, starting next Wednesday on various stations. So thank you for joining us.
And we'll see you next week. Good evening.